You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. A view of the job market from someone with a prison record. I'm David Brancaccio. First, the Biden administration is reportedly preparing to sell more oil to help keep a lid on gasoline prices. This would come from the nation's stockpile, according to the Reuters news agency. This morning, oil prices are down slightly, just above $85 a barrel. Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
President Biden has said he plans to address gas prices this week and that they remain too high. Selling another batch of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve would be part of the initiative Biden announced in March. That's the release of 180 million barrels over 6 months to bring down global oil prices. Reuters reports that the administration may also sell millions more barrels from another initiative approved by Congress. Polls show the economy and inflation are among the top concerns for voters heading into midterm elections. Early voting has already started in a number of states. And while prices at the pump have come down, they're creeping back up. The national average price for a gallon of regular is up about 20 cents from a month ago, according to AAA. Selling more oil now also would help the U.S. counter OPEC+. Earlier this month, the group of oil-producing nations, which includes Russia and is led by Saudi Arabia, announced a production cutback of 2 million barrels a day. It's faced criticism from the U.S. for that decision. I'm Nova Safa for Marketplace.
After the awful Friday for stocks, yesterday the mood got flipped and the Dow closed up 550 points, 1.9%, with the NASDAQ rising 3.4%. This Tuesday morning, things are still looking strong, with S&P futures up 1.5%. Quarterly profits have been coming in quite strong. Bank of America's, although down from the quarter before, were stronger than expected, and the stock closed up 6% yesterday. The 10-year interest rate this morning is just above 4%, so that higher trend continues. And if you're eligible for the Biden Student Loan Forgiveness Program, know that the application process is now open and running. studentaid.gov. You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to check the Marketplace Economic Pulse, working to ensure that our understanding of the economy is shaped by a variety of viewpoints. Today, I check in with Noel Barrientos. He's a realtor based in Miami who's had to rebuild his life and career after spending more than 3 years in prison and in a halfway house after a conviction for felony identity theft. Mr. Barrientos, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you're a realtor based in Miami now. You have a wife, I think two kids. You were motivated to get your life back on track. Give me a sense of your job options about 4 years ago when you first got out.
You know, not a lot. As soon as you get that label of a convicted felon, it's almost as if you have a red X on you, you know, and you get denied time and time again. Thankfully, I had a friend of a friend who helped me get employment. You know, that's where I started, actually at a grocery store, actually Publix. And that was that.
Yeah, so you were working in the Publix. They took you on. But I understand that people may have curfews, you know, limits on hours they can work as a condition of parole. That can get in the way of a career.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, first of all, I wasn't allowed to drive to work. They told me because the car was under my wife's name and not my name, I can't drive from the halfway house to work. So I had to take two buses there and two buses back. And when I got to Publix, I had to give them a call, let them know I was there. And the manager starts talking to me, a customer starts talking to me, and, you know, time goes by. I may forget, you know, and then I start working, and then they'll start tracking you down and calling you saying, hey, you didn't call us. You know, you can go back to prison, right? That's a violation. You know, we can send you back, right? So it's always dealing with that, you know, that fear of going back. And it was tough. It was definitely a challenge.
And I think many people listening to us may not have focused on this before. You had to pay fees from your paycheck of the cost of your own supervision while on parole?
Yeah. So that's another thing. Every single time I got a check, I had to pay, I think 33% of my check that I had to give to probation, which takes money away from, you know, feeding my family, from paying for rent and different things. It was tough. It was tough. You know, for a probation or the system to have to take 33% of your check when you worked hard for that money, you know, and you did it the right way.
Now, you're a realtor now. I saw online that in Florida it can take like 2 to 5 months to get the realtor's license. How were you eventually able to do that?
That was a challenge within itself. So after Publix, I had a friend who told me, hey, I got my real estate license. Come work with me. Did that. And then I was interested in getting my real estate license. So everyone told me, no, don't go. You know, they're going to deny you. I went to the board, you know, in Orlando, and I was denied the first time I went. I said, hey, look, I know that I have, you know, a background, and I know I have a past, but I'm really trying to do everything right, and I'm trying to make something of myself. And they said, no, you're on probation. We're going to go ahead and deny you. And that's fine. I said, okay, well, I'll be back. And a year later, when I was done with probation, I went back and I said, hey, guys, I'm back. I haven't had one violation. I haven't had one dirty urine, you know, on a drug test or anything like that. You know, help me out here. And that's when they approved me. I always say that was the top of the mountaintop for me. It was a huge moment in my life.
Noel Barrientos is a Miami-based realtor now. Thank you very much for this.
No, thank you for having me.
Today we also talked to the CEO of a nonprofit that works to improve this system faced by people upon their release from prison, marketplace.org, if you missed that on the air today. Taking the economic pulse here, views from a variety of perspectives on economic conditions. Our producers are Ariana Rosa, Stephen Ryan, Alex Schroeder, Erica Soderstrom, Jarrett Dang, and Meredith Gerritsen-Morby. Congratulations, Meredith. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Jerez, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.